Hello, everyone. This is the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is October 25th, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Hillary Clinton was again making news last week, this time as the former Secretary of State, coming under the scrutiny of the House Benghazi Committee. In a hearing that lasted a mind-numbing 11 hours last Thursday, Mrs. Clinton handled the GOP's questions with aplomb and without the patina of partisanship that has characterized the committee since its conception. The Republicans harassed her, tried to bait her, but she didn't take the bait. A look at Mrs. Clinton's natal chart gives us some clues. Note that Saturn, the planet of caution and control, is now transiting in Mrs. Clinton's second house of speech. Her responses were measured, thoughtful. Obviously, she was in full control of herself. Consequently, it's not so surprising that she ended up mopping the floor with her antagonists, a group that went in with no clear plan of what they were hoping to accomplish other than to somehow bring her down. By the way, this Saturn transit will still be in play all next year, right through the elections. Conservative commentators were disgusted with the failure of the committee's GOP lawmakers to land a single punch on Mrs. Clinton. A look at her astrology chart again gives us some insight. Note how the triple transit in Leo puts the emphasis in this chart on the 11th house of gains. Clearly, she did gain from the encounter with the Republicans, which turned into yet another opportunity to show the electorate just how cool and capable she can be when under fire. But the astrological arrangement is only favorable for her for a couple more weeks. Come November, Mars and Venus move on in the zodiac, and a new planetary setup begins, which will likely cause Mrs. Clinton some problems. Mars will enter Virgo, her 12th house of loss and hidden actions. Mars, in the 12th house, is interpreted as attack from a hidden enemy. In other words, someone working against you from behind your back. Note, too, that her Libra ascendant will be hemmed in by a malefic transit in her 12th house and a simultaneous malefic transit in her 2nd house, a combination in Vedic astrology called Papakatari Yoga, or bad scissors. But, thankfully, Mars's transit only lasts about 6 weeks, so by Christmas, the danger period will be over, and now Mars, the planet of action, the planet of combat, will enter Libra and power up her ascendant, just in time for the primaries. It will be Hillary on the warpath. Woohoo! Okay, sorry, but that's all the time I have for this week's episode. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.